Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Professor Sukla, recorded July 5, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Well, I guess devotees, you know, they always rest. I said, I don't know, I can't say that, but I don't read him, but he inspired me so much.
If you want to discuss, there is points of discussion. Yes. he worshipped Kali. Is it not? Everyone knows it. Do you know that? And by worshipping, he became God.
Yes. Yes.
Do you agree to that?
No. He said, I am Ram and Krishna both.
But he realized by worshipping Kali.
He was dressed up as Radharani.
Do you agree to that? Then how you appreciate it?
No, I don't appreciate it.
Then we can think
it all around. It is a common sense. Shukla ji appreciate it. He later on he became God by worshipping Kali. Is it not?
Yes. He was touched by Kali.
No, he has a big worship for Kali.
Okay.
And he was meat eater also. Ma Kali's prasad. Yeah. Unless one eats that prasad, he cannot become a devotee. So this was his position. That he worshipped Kali, and later on, by worshipping Kali, his picture is there, Mother Kali's presence. But, and he also preached Jatama Tatapa. Whatever path you take, accept, that is your life. Is it not? Do you think it is your life? He worshipped Kali. And he said, Jatama Tatapa. Do you agree to this? Now, Ramakrishna said, Jatama Tatapa. And Krishna said, he became Ramakrishna, identifying himself with Krishna. But Krishna said, Mam Ekam. And now he becoming Krishna has a Jatama Tatapa. That's it. When he is actual Krishna, he says Mama. And when he became imitation Krishna, he says Jatama. Krishna has changed his view. Let's see. This foolishness is going on.
Well, it's documented that he was kind of a deranged mind.
Yes, there is a proof.
Yes, because when he was 13 or 17, he was walking. He was going from one village to another village to the paddy fields. And the clouds were very thick, and thunder and lightning. And as he writes, he saw Kali. And I have a friend in England, Colin Wilson, who has done some work on Ramakrishna. He believes that at that very moment...
Is that miracle?
Yeah, that miracle.
It has not
changed his...
People are after miracles. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, kamastasya hitabhyana jajanti annadevot. Those who are worshippers of other demigods, they are hitabhyana. Hitabhyana, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Ji's comment, hitabhyana nastabuddhaya. One has lost his intelligence. So by worshipping the demigod Kali, he is to be considered as hitabhyana. One who has lost his intelligence, and he becomes God. Is it possible? One has lost his intelligence, he becomes God. With that lost intelligence. And this is the proof that on account of lost intelligence, he says, Jatamasa. Krishna says, Mamekam, Sarudan Man Parishad. And when he became Ram Krishna, same Krishna is saying, no, Jatamasa. So he has changed it. We have to accept it. And how he gave up his wife, that's a long history, I don't wish to discuss. We know everything.
I don't agree. Actually,
I am very good to be a wife. Sure. You cannot accept something which is beyond the instruction of Shastra. Yashasya vidhimastajya vartate kamakarma na siddhin savarna ki na sukhamana parana. If you have no knowledge of the Shastra, then he will never be successful in your spiritual life. What to speak of happiness and liberation? It is not possible. I'm talking of this Ramakrishna particular. There is no Shastra Siddha. King Vita. Sent him. That's all. So far as Jatama Tattva is concerned, at last he proposed, now I shall worship according to the Mohammedan process. So I have to eat cow's flesh. So he was leaving that temple. What is that? Temple in Calcutta.
Dakshinet.
So this temple was owned by one big Jamindar. So, because it is temple, he cannot check. Of course, in that temple, Kali was there. So they are taking fish and flesh. That was not objection. But he really wanted to take cow's flesh. So he wanted permission from the provider. Sir, I shall now practice according to Mahavira's system. So I said, cow's flesh. I want your permission. He said, sir, I'm giving you so much license. If you ask me, then I'll ask you to go out. I cannot give you this. Then he stopped. Mahavira and Vaya was it.
Mentally retarded person in India,
like Sai Baba,
he is probably same.
Yes.
Around he had that newspaper from South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, we are not after all this magic. We are laymen, we do not want all this magic, neither we want to show magic. We simply, as canvassers of Krishna, we are preaching Krishna consciousness. Sir Krishna says like this, we do like that. If you like, then do. Otherwise, let us do our own business. We don't say any magic. Neither we speak anything which is not visible. If there is little success, it is due to Krishna. That's all. Bali Shukla ji, aur kuch hum log bolte hain. Krishna says that He is supreme, Atta Paramatma. So you have prayed. Yes, that's right. That's all.
Therefore, you have
to do
such a tremendous
effort. Yes, people say that Swami, you have done wonder, you have so and so. Well, I do not know, but you wonder. I know it is certain that I am not adulterated. That much I do. But I do not know how to play wonder. That I do. But I am certain that I am not adulterated, what he said. That's all. And I study everything by the crucial test of Krishna's teaching. That's all. Krishna says, Namahana Vishkita Namura, Prabhupada, Narana. Maya Pritam Jnana, Asuri, Thava. As soon as you see that somebody is not Krishna conscious, a Krishna devotee, I take him, he is a duskriti, he is a murha, he is a nāna, or he is educated, māyā apartajjāna. Finish. Our study finished. You take it immediately, that here is a māyā apartajjāna. That's all. Asuri Bhavamana. Because he denies to accept Krishna, he must be within this group. Duskriti, Murha, Naradhava, Maya. The people to be sorry or happy, who check them like that. And here is a Duskriti. That's all.
Also say that
Sajiya Sai Koli Bhairi
from
Jajya Paramsa
name
was
not God
Krishna conscious,
gave him
back. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, that Asatthanga Tari Vaishnavata. The Vaishnava's behavior is to give up bad company. Who is bad? Next question will be, that I have to give up the bad company. Who is bad? Then he says, next line, Asapta Sri Sangha Krishna Bhakta. Two words. Those are two much attacks to women, and those who are not devotees of Krishna, that bad. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give up the company of these two bad men. That is Vaishnava. So, everything is there. If you simply follow with sincerity, then Krishna is pleased. As Arjuna says, yes, Hari Seva Vacharam. That's all. It becomes perfect. And Krishna immediately accepts. Matata smart manusha is because state may appear this come. It becomes immediate, recognized by Krishna. Jaivam paramam guliyam madhvakti sura virat. Nachata smart manushesu kachit me kriyati priyakitam priyakitama superlative. Priyakit, priyakitara, priyakitama. So, let us follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is, our life will be perfect. That is a fact. Don't divert your attention here and there.
I think you're the greatest alchemist. You've taken so many legends and souls and turned into golden vices. Perhaps you can even transform me.
So Krishna is giving us the ability to breathe this time. Everywhere we have got very, very palatial buildings to accommodate devotees. Now we have got here a very nice place to accommodate devotees. Everywhere we have got. In Bombay we are getting the best temple in India. We're spending crores of rupees. Krishna is giving us money. So, I started the business with 40 rupees. That was also not it. I mean, American currency. They allowed me to bring 40 rupees. So, when I was getting from the ship, I asked the captain, I have bought this 40 rupees, this will not be accepted here. So he said, I said, by three books I had, the first, second and third, Bhagavad. So I asked him, you purchased, give me some dollars. So he asked, what is the price? And $16. So he gave me $20. So I delivered it. With that $20, I got down from the land of it. And that 40 rupees. So I did not know where to go, where to stay. So Krishna giving us all facilities. And these American boys helping. I think those who are Indians in this, they should join this movement in here and preach more vigorously. People will be benefited with this real service kind. Otherwise, people have been misguided. So many things going on. Transcendental meditation, what is called? Another, so many. Actually speaking, for the last at least 200 years, many Tamil people came here, but not a single person was converted to become a devotee. That is history. What do you think?
Yes, right.
So many Swamis, Yogis, scholars came here. And they spoke on Bhagavad Gita and other. But not a single person became a devotee.
Why think they try to be impersonal?
Whatever it means, they're supposed to be great personalities, but not a single person was converted. Here is an opportunity to preach real India's traditional culture. But those who are Indian present this properly. You should not mislead.
So we have started teaching young people. Just some words before I teach. Before we had 2 years course of Sanskrit. We had some stuff from Mahabharata and some Panchatantra and so on, but they were no Gita. So I decided, and we are using Vishnu Gita for the second year. Your contribution is just counterduplicated.
Thank you.
Thank you.